This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group said on Saturday it had fired rockets at Israel as top U.S. and EU diplomats visited the region to seek ways to halt spillover from the war. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Israel and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group exchanged fire on Saturday, amid fears that the Gaza war could spill into Lebanon. Hezbollah, the Lebanese ally of Gaza's Hamas, said it had hit a key Israeli observation post with 62 rockets. That was described as a preliminary response to the killing of Hamas's deputy chief Salah al-Araoui on Tuesday. Israel's military said approximately 40 launches had been identified from Lebanon towards the area of Meron in northern Israel. It said it had responded with an unmanned aerial vehicle strike on, quote, the terrorist cell responsible. According to the military, Israeli fighter jets and troops also struck a series of Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Israel bombed southern Gaza Saturday as the UN warned the besieged Palestinian territory had been rendered uninhabitable by 3 months of war. The fighting triggered by the October 7th attacks on southern Israel by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants shows no signs of abating, with the conflict entering its fourth month on Sunday. 11 people were killed Saturday in Russian shelling in Ukraine's partially occupied Donetsk province, according to its regional governor. 5 children were among the dead, and 8 further people were wounded in the attack, he said. Ukraine's military claimed Saturday it successfully attacked a military airbase in the western occupied Crimean Peninsula. This is VOA News. U.S. aviation officials on Saturday ordered the immediate grounding of a Boeing 737-9 MAX jetliners after an Alaskan Airlines plane suffered a blowout that left a gaping hole in the side of the fuselage.
We are emergency. We are depressurized. We do need to return back to. We have 177 passengers.
An Alaskan Airlines jetliner blew out a window and a portion of its fuselage shortly after takeoff. It happened on Friday above the U.S. northwestern state of Oregon, creating a gaping hole that forced the pilots to make an emergency landing. No one was seriously hurt. The required inspections will take around 4 to 8 hours per aircraft and will affect about 171 airplanes worldwide. Former U.S. President Donald Trump marked the third anniversary of the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol by casting the migrant surge on the southern border with Mexico as the quote-unquote real insurrection. Trump was rallying supporters in the Midwestern state of Iowa just over a week before voting will begin with the state's kickoff caucuses. He repeated his claim countries have been emptying jails and mental institutions to fuel a record number of migrant crossings. There is no evidence that is the case. Europe's inflation is up after months of decline, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Inflation plaguing Europe rose to 2.9% in December, rebounding after 7 straight monthly declines. The figure was up from the 2.4% annual inflation recorded in November, but is well down from the peak of 10.6% in October 2022. It comes as food prices rose and support for high energy bills ended in some countries. Higher food costs led global supermarket chain Carrefour to announce this week that it will stop selling PepsiCo products in its stores in France, Belgium, Spain, and Italy. The rise in price levels also fueled debate over how soon interest rate cuts could be expected from the European Central Bank. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Arab Emirates has acknowledged it is conducting a mass trial of 84 inmates previously reported by dissidents as it hosted the United Nations COP28 climate talks last month. That trial likely includes a prominent activist lauded by rights groups abroad. The state-run WAM news agency on Saturday quoted the country's attorney general as saying the 84 defendants face charges. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.